President Obama's decision to change the policy came amid concern that the suicide rate in the armed services is exceeding civilian suicide rates for the first time since the Vietnam War. Terry Scow, executive director of Utah Department of Veterans Affairs, takes the position that had they not gone into the military, they may not have experienced the mental upheaval. He supports the change.
I know there's a lot of discussions back and forth, should they or shouldn't they, but at the end of the day, if some comfort can be provided to that family who has lost their son and daughter as a result of military service, I think that is a relatively small price to pay.
Scow says the number of soldiers who are committing suicide is a sad commentary, but he says more and more light is being shed on the issue because of the rising numbers. He says locally the VA is putting tremendous resources toward mental health for soldiers after combat.
Here in Utah, I've been working diligently with the VA and with our congressional delegation to get another vet center up in Ogden. I heard one of the leaders of Hill Air Force Base comment that there had been 25 suicides from folks connected with Hill Air Force Base.
Amy Galvez lost her son Adam in 2006 while he served in Rawa, Iraq. He was a Marine who lost his life when his vehicle hit an IED. Galvez's family not only received a letter of condolence from then-President George W. Bush, but they also had a chance to speak with him about their son when he came to Utah. Galvez says parents of any fallen soldier deserve that kind of comfort.
I believe it's just as much a tragedy if that child had been lost on the battlefield. It's bigger than just the physical injuries of war. It's taking a big toll on these young kids and families.
Galvez says there is a public perception that those who commit suicide are weaker or just not pulling it together, but she doesn't think that's true.
Encounter with the enemy is what killed my son, and that is something that is viewed by others as heroic, but all these young people who go out and face war, these are all heroes. They sacrifice greatly.
She says more and more soldiers are coming back from war completely unable to integrate back into society because what they've experienced has changed them so greatly. I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.